بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يجتبي اليه من يشاء ويهدي اليه من ينيب صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and all mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, tonight is the first 21st night, the first odd night of the last 10 nights, and we have been hearing about these 10 nights. We know the importance, the significance of this, of these Mubarak nights. We have come here solely to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, Allah's maghfirat, Allah's pleasure. We have come to fill our hearts with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we continue, if there's any person obstructing, any person who wishes to leave, kindly ensure that your car is not blocking any person or blocking any driveway. Because once the program starts, it's difficult to then call out numbers of the cars. So please, if you're not very sure, just go and check up and try and park your car properly before you come for Salat. And if you have to leave immediately after Salat, just park, repark your car and come back again, inshallah. Again, this 25th para that we heard today, Surah Shura, Surah Jathiyah, Surah Dukhan, beautiful ayats. And again, it's difficult to choose in this few moments to just explain some tafsir. But on the very first page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about man. Allah says, لَا يَسْأَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْخَيْرِ وَإِمْ مَسَّهُ شَرْقٍ فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوتٌ. Man makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes dua for khair. And he does not get tired. He begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants this, he wants that. But the moment some calamity befalls him, then he becomes despondent. This should not be the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower of good. And Allah ta'ala also sends some afflictions. Both are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there's something we have to understand. In the Monday majlises, we have repeatedly emphasized this point, but for the benefit of many others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim. All wise. Allah never does anything which is foolish, absurd, without any wisdom, without any purpose, without any reason. You and I will do something that won't make any sense. We'll do some action that will be very foolish, very absurd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what He is doing, why He is doing, upon whom He is doing, when He is doing. So Allah is Hakim. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon a person some type of affliction. And the person is in some type of pain, some type of sorrow, some type of grief. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. Allah wants us to beg from Him. Allah never gets tired. We will become tired. We are human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to become what you call mayus. Mayus means person who loses all hope. We have to have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must firmly believe that Allah is a solver of all problems. The hal, solution to all mushkilat, Allah has the solution. To all problems, any problem we can think of. Sometimes it seems as though a mountain is above our heads. There's no way out. All doors are closed. Person feels entrapped. He's engulfed. He has tried every possible way of releasing himself or finding some type of solution. All the systems he has used has failed. All the worldly systems has failed. The system of Allah never fails. It is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which needs a lot of explanation, but simply, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. Allah deals according to the conviction we have of Him. If a person is firm in his conviction, he has this certitude in him that my Allah will make this happen for me. Allah will do it for him. Obviously, it can't be something haram. So depending on the conviction, yaqeen we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should never, ever, ever lose hope. So sometimes a person has made dua. He has tried everything. All the wazifas and all the ta'weezes, and he has read everything. He went to enough malisabs, and nothing seems to come right. So what happens? He loses hope and he says, now I'm tired. I made enough dua, nothing happening for me. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to say this. Allah will open the door. Now when He will open the door, He knows best. And He knows when to open the door for us. Sometimes it seems so easy for us that if Allah Ta'ala gives it to me, then everything is solved for me. We do not have knowledge of the unseen. Person wants a car, for example. And he's begging Allah Ta'ala. For some reason he's not getting that car. Now he does not know what is in store for him. He might buy that brand new car and the very next day it's stolen. Or very next day he meets up with an accident. Now he could not see all this. Therefore Allah Ta'ala delays in giving him the car. Like this we can go on with many, many other examples. But the point here is, Allah says, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِنْ رُجِعْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَى فَلَنُنَبِّئَنَّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى continues. Allah talks about when we bless insan, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, when we give him plentiful good health, property, wealth, he's got everything, then man has a tendency of turning away. He moves away. Then he forgets Allah Ta'ala. Then he won't find the person so engaged in and engrossed in ibadat. But the moment Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْقُ, now some calamity came upon him, now فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. Now suddenly he is looking for this ta'weez and that molana and that dua. Of course, we have to make dua. But what Allah Ta'ala is saying here, that in all conditions, whether it is a good condition you are enjoying, whether it's some bad condition, at all times turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time we should be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our Khaliq. We've got no other person. Person can't find a job. There are so many brothers who are battling. They cannot find a suitable job. May Allah ta'ala grant them halal, tayyib, rozi. May Allah find them a suitable job. It's not easy. They are battling. So many people have got some disease, or they're not well. Doctors just can't find out what's wrong. So people go through different conditions. Insan, from the time he has come, I mentioned to some friends the other day, before you even come into this world, you're already so muhtaj on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come into this world, you're already crying. Nobody comes into this world laughing. Every child comes into this world, he's crying. So we will get different conditions. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad, sometimes you've got good health, sometimes you're feeling weak, sometimes the person has got money, sometimes he's not in that condition, he's poor. But these are halats of life. All these conditions come to an end one day. When maut comes, then all these conditions finish. Then begins the condition of the akhirat. And the difference is, this condition of this world, whether it's some sickness, whether it is financial problems, whatever it is, these are only temporary, for a few days in this world. But the condition of the hereafter is forever and ever. And therefore, in one of the verses we heard today, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى, Allah says, inform me, tell me, that person who has taken his passions, his lowly desires as his ilah, as his god, as his deity. In other words, he has become the slave of his passions. He has become
obedient to his passions and desires. He follows the dictates of his passions. He has forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkamat. He has forgotten what Allah ta'ala wants from him. He does not bother what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him. But he just follows his desires. His desires pulls him towards haram. Very easily he is drawn towards that haram. As though he is worshipping that desire of his. In another verse, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. That person who is blind to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. That person who totally ignores the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't bother about Quran, hadith, any waaz, any nasihat is given to him, somebody explains to him some deeni issue with diplomacy, with hikmat, with kindness, politeness. He doesn't care. He is happy to live the way he wishes to live. So he is blind to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran, you can read so much of chapters, you can explain to him. He's not bothered. Allah save us. What happens? Allah says, Nuqayyid. We entrust with him, Nuqayyid lahu shaitan. One shaitan, not the big iblis, not the big shaitan we know. Besides that shaitan, Allah fixes with this person another shaitan. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And this shaitan becomes his soul companion. Becomes his partner. In some ahadith it is mentioned, when this person doesn't make tawbah, istighfar, he is not forgiven, and if he is thrown into Jahannam, with him goes that shaitan. That was his friend. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So then when the shaitan is thrown with him, and both of them are sharing, or both of them are having the same punishment in Jahannam, is not going to make any difference in the sense that his punishment will not become lighter. In dunya, if entire community is suffering from the same problem, then to some extent, person doesn't find it so difficult. It's easy to accept everybody's got the same problem. But in the akhirat, that problem, even though many people are suffering that azab, but for each person it will be as though he's the only one suffering that azab. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah does not like to punish. Therefore, we have got these Mubarak nights. These are nights where we have to now get into practicals. We have heard enough theory. We have read many books. Now, mashallah, we've got internet and it's flooded with everything that we require. And we're hearing bayans before Ramadan, in Ramadan. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi, most of you know this example. We mentioned the Adri. He said this is the first flight that is now taking off. In fact, it's already taken off. We have fastened our seat belts. Those are all closed. Pilot announces, cabin crew cross check, finish. Plane has taken off. Now we can't waste time. Now we have to each and every single person, him and his Allah. No matter what the condition is, no matter how spiritually dead we are, no matter what gunas we have committed in our life. Tonight is one of those odd nights which Rasulullah said, search for Laylatul Qadr in these odd nights. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. And we have heard now the difference of opinion about Laylatul Qadr, but now we are taking it to be, inshallah, in one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights. We have to search for it. Allah Ta'ala has kept it a secret. It's a mystery. When little children play a treasure hunt game, somebody hides some coins. Now the child is searching, 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 searching. Allah is enjoying his bandha searching for him. Who are we searching for? Shaitan? Ma'adallah. No. We haven't come here for any treasure hunt, gold and coins, silver coins. We have come here to search Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are looking for that peace of mind, the tranquility, the serenity. We want Allah Ta'ala to come into our heart. So no matter what condition we have come here with, no matter what type of person we are, but tonight is a night where we have to cry and shed those tears. We have come as beggars. I mean, the beggar will beg. How does he beg? If he goes to some person, just refuses him, does he stop begging, goes home? No. He will still knock at the person's window. Second, third, fourth, fifth time. He'll make a very pitiable face. He will make like, even if it's crocodile tears, he will shed those tears. So he will beg the person. He will beg and beg and beg. Until the person finally gets so frustrated and gives him something. We are all beggars. And we are sitting now in the court of the King of all kings. If we have a most generous king in this world, most generous king, and he is prepared now to give us whatever we desire. When we go to the king, we'll just ask him for one thing. Person is not married, he'll ask for four wives. Person got two shops, he'll ask for another 10 shops. We'll have a very long list because this king is prepared to give you whatever you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give us whatever we desire. Allah is prepared to make maaf those years of gunas that we stacked up, which are piled up, registers upon registers upon registers. Allah is prepared to wipe out all those sins completely. Allah is prepared to make this dark heart of ours shine and become white. All Allah wants us to turn, to cry. Now we don't have time to complain that this program is very long and the dua is very long and legs are paining. Then we're going to lose. Then we are going to lose. There's no time for fighting, arguing, quarreling, looking at the next person, picking out somebody else's faults. What time this masjid finish? What time that masjid finish? What time you all finish Taraweeh? There's no time for that. That are all matters that nobody should be bothered about. We are men. We have come here as beggars and we want to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, program will be taking place every night. The odd nights will have two programs, inshallah. In between, there will be a small break. We'll have to make some type of qurbani sacrifice. I know every person is working the entire day, but we don't get Ramadan every day in our life. Allah Ta'ala gives us these few days, a little bit of sacrifice, and inshallah, I've got strong hopes that Allah Ta'ala will guarantee us the Laylatul Qadr. And Allah will give it to us. And believe me, when we come out, how nice we'll feel. We'll be crying, but we won't know why we cry. Just imagine, just picture ourselves that we were waiting for a long time to get a chance. There was a huge crowd around the Kaaba, people making tawaf, multism was full, and suddenly you see an opening. You can't believe it. There's nobody standing there. It's you alone. And when you got yourself attached to that multism, and the cop also, the guard is not telling you one word. He tells you, Shaykh, carry on. How long you want, you can make dua. How will you enjoy it? How will you enjoy it? Exactly here. There's no guards to chase us away, inshallah. We are here as long as we want. We'll only leave from here when Allah gives it to us in our heart. So we have come as beggars, and Allah Ta'ala grant us whatever we want, inshallah. There's one more verse. The last verse of tonight's Taraweeh, we heard, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah says, all greatness, kibriya, loftiness, supremacy, only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not belong to any other person. And in the 25th juz, like many other paras, but specifically tonight we heard how Allah ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. And the statements he made, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرِ. Does not this kingdom of Egypt belong to me? وَهَذِي الْأَنْهَارِ. And these rivers, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي, flowing beneath my feet. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. He told the Bani Israel, you can't see. All this belongs to me. I am the Ilah. I am the God. Who you are worshipping? But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him, and how did Allah ta'ala destroy him? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told to strike his asa on the river. It became land, became dry, roads. And as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people were crossing, and he saw that Allah Ta'ala is now saving him. Fir'aun was pursuing them with his army. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to strike the asa again onto the dry land to make it water quickly. Allah says, no. وَتُرْكِ الْبَحْرَ رَحْوَى. Leave it alone. Allah says, I will do it. And when Fir'aun and his army came, Allah Ta'ala made it into water again, and Fir'aun was drowned. Allah says, كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونِ وَزُرُوعِ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. Where did Fir'aun take all those luxury things he had? كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتِ. All those gardens, and all those springs, and all those rivers, and all those bounties that he was enjoying. Nothing. He took nothing with him. Nothing. Now he realized that loftiness did not belong to him. Pride did not belong to him. Pride belonged only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to become humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remove the pride that we have from our heart. That person who removes that pride from his heart and he regards himself to be the most inferior, the most low of the entire makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise him. Allah will give him such honor. Allah will give him the respect. Allah will put love of this person into the hearts of every person. Angels will begin to love him. Allah ta'ala will love this person. Allah will give this person acceptance. But the moment the person displays pride, arrogance, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. And then Allah ta'ala destroys such a person. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal in the Quran and hadith. I urge all of us, inshallah, we should try and attend tafsir programs by our reputable ulama. Or at least get the right tafsirs, which are now available in English. Or just read the translation at least. Try and understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us. What Allah wants from us. Go to the ulama, inshallah, they will explain. We shouldn't try and make our own tafsir because we will get lost totally. Quran Sharif is not very easy just to understand that by knowing one or two books of Arabic. Person has to study for so many years. In fact, lifelong you've got to study. There's no end to it. But let us see what Allah Ta'ala wants from us so that we can implement the teachings and the message that Allah Ta'ala has got for us in the Quran. We can implement this in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make zikrullah inshallah. As we mentioned many times, the zikrullah is something we should be making every day of our life. Not just on a certain occasion we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely powerful. It helps to cleanse and purify our hearts. In the hadith is mentioned that everything has a saqala, saqala. Saqala means a polish. Saqalatul qulub dhikrullah. And the polish of the heart is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those brothers who may have not been in any other dhikr majlis, we'll just quickly again mention that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are explaining this is ta'lim, that we should be making dhikr every single day of our life. Our tongue should be moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful name Allah ta'ala has. How beautiful Allah ta'ala is. Ponder and reflect and just picture, close our eyes and think of Allah ta'ala. How loving Allah ta'ala is. Allah ta'ala has bestowed for us so many favors. Allah has given us everything we require. Allah has given us iman. How do we enjoy our salah? Just making one sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, La ilaha illallah. When we say La, this is Nafi. Nafi means we are negating. What are we negating? Ilah. So all these desires we have, those haram desires, the passions, the egos, and all the haram that has engulfed our hearts, that has made our hearts not only black, but it made it very heavy. We are saying la to that malice, to that pride, to love of dunya, that pretty woman who is worrying our lives, that haram woman, who we just can't abandon. Now we have to say la to her. And ithbat is illallah. We say only Allah. And we feel the nur of Allah Ta'ala penetrating to our hearts. Dhikr, we should not be making loudly and screaming. We should make dhikr in a beautiful tone, It does not have to be in a chorus form. But it is important to make zikr with khushu and khudu, concentration. Now we have to block out from our hearts, our minds, every other thing. Forget that business, that shop. Allah Ta'ala will sort everything out for us. All those problems we have, forget all those problems. Now we're just sitting and we bring Allah Ta'ala in our heart, inshallah. We said the Rosh Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 Ponder that everything in the world is saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. The jinn are saying Allah. Mankind is saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. The dust particles are saying Allah. Every single thing is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah,
मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا, أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت, يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم, اللهم إنك عفو كريم, اللهم إنك عفو كريم, تحب العفو تحب العفو, فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار, 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 اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم, سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم, الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته, لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا هما إلا فرجته, ولا دينا إلا قضيته, ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا, وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان, وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان, واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك, اللهم إنا نسألك حبك, اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله فقف سوزن ما يا الله هم نادم هي هم شرمندہ هي, يا الله هم گنہگار هي هم سیاکار هي هم بدکار هي هم مجرم هي, يا الله هم اقراری مجرم هي. يا الله we beg you my Allah to forgive us tonight my Allah. We confess, my Allah, we have committed many, many, many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought us here, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq of coming here, my Allah. Ya Allah, different brothers from different parts of the town, they have assembled here tonight, my Allah. Mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. In every of your masjid, my Allah.
i'tikaf is taking place, dua is being made by Allah. Allah, sab ki dua qabool farma, sab ka tawbah qabool farma. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us, my Allah, nobody else can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us tonight, my Allah, then which other night will you forgive us, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have heard in the hadith, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that we must search for Laylatul Qadr in these odd nights, my Allah. And you are prepared to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the King of Kings, my Allah. There's nobody greater than you, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. You are the creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, my Allah. You are Raziq, my Allah. We are Marzuq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Khaliq, my Allah. We are Makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. The sun and moon in your control, my Allah. The Asman is in your control, my Allah. Zameen, Ya Allah, is in your control. Samandar is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, Hajar and Shajar in your control, my Allah. Insan in your control, my Allah. Our hearts in your control, my Allah. Jinnat in your control, my Allah. Angels in your control, my Allah. Every planet is in your control, my Allah. Every particle is in your control, my Allah. Dunya is in your control, my Allah. Akhirat is in your control, my Allah. Qiyamah is in your control, my Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin, my Allah. You are the owner of the day of judgment, my Allah. You are the master of the day of judgment, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the, Ya Allah, nobody can be compared to you, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. You are Beniaz, my Allah. You are self-sufficient, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of praise, my Allah. You are Hamid, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. My mercy surpasses my anger. My mercy surpasses my anger. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, Ma yaf'alullahu bi'adhabikum in shakartum wa amantum. What will you gain? Ya Allah, you have said, how will Allah gain if you bring iman and you are grateful to Allah? Allah does not want to punish you. Oh my Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my beloved servants, those who have wronged themselves, those who have oppressed themselves, those who have committed sins, Ya Allah, you have mentioned, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah, you have mentioned, your call is haq, my Allah. Ya Allah, your call is true, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your word, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never change your word, my Allah. Ya Allah, your promise is a promise, my Allah. You never break your promise, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That Ya Allah, you forgive all sins. You have mentioned, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You Allah, you have mentioned that you are most forgiving. You are most merciful, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have come from far and wide, my Allah. Solely, Allah, to be drenched in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, drench us in your mercy, Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. Our treasures will become full, my Allah. We will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become happy, my Allah. He'll be so happy his ummah is forgiven, my Allah. He cried and cried for this ummah, my Allah. He used to say, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, when he read the ayat of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Ya Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Ya Allah, if you punish my disciples, if you punish my ummah, Ya Allah, you can punish them, but you are most forgiving, most merciful. Ya Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam cried to you, and he said, innahunna adhalla kathiran minan nas. Ya Allah, these idols have led my people astray. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, those who disobey me, Ya Allah, you are still forgiving, you are most merciful. Ya Allah, my Nabi cried and cried when he read these two verses, my Allah, of Isa alayhi salam crying to you, Ibrahim alayhi salam crying to you, our Nabi salam cried and cried and cried, my Allah. You sent Jibreel, you knew very well why Nabi salam was crying, but to teach the ummah of Rasulullah salam to appreciate the crying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Ya Allah, Nabi salam told Jibreel that I am worried about my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. What is going to happen to my ummah on the day of Qiyamah?
when Jibreel Islam came to you, Ya Allah, you promised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inna sanurdika fi ummatika yawma al-qiyamah. You have mentioned, wala sufa, yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, that you will give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam what he wishes, Ya Allah, and he'll become happy, my Allah. Grant us, Ya Allah, maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our Nabi Sallam happy, my Allah. Grant us his sifarish on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, where else can we go, my Allah? You show us which other door we can tap at, my Allah. Every other door is closed, my Allah. Ya Allah, every other king has closed his doors, my Allah. Every prime minister and president is gone to sleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go to sleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. You have mentioned Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. Ya Allah, you don't sleep, my Allah. You don't experience mort, my Allah. You are hay, my Allah. You are qayyum, my Allah. You are all living, my Allah. You are self-subsistent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. Every person needs you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. You brought us in your house to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you. You have brought us in your house, my Allah. Don't deprive us now, my Allah. Allah, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters are sitting at home, my Allah. So patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are crying also, my Allah. They want to be forgiven also, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, every ummati, my Allah. Every ummati, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever he may be, my Allah. Whoever he may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive him tonight, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can do as you please, my Allah. Ya Allah, we belong to you, my Allah. We are nothing, my Allah. We are nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive, my Allah, Ya Allah, this ummah will be forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Remove the parishani of this ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting such reports, my Allah. Ya Allah, masum children in the hundreds, in the thousands, have all become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of Ramadan are they going through, my Allah? When we have so many different variety of dates on our Dasturkhan. We have so much of food, my Allah. So much of comfort, my Allah. Ya Allah, such nice masjids you have given us, my Allah. We've got, Ya Allah, aircons and fans and carpets, my Allah. We've got luxurious cars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got comfortable homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us everything and still we complain, my Allah. Still we make na shukri, my Allah. We still complain and complain and complain, my Allah. When our brothers and sisters are being bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, yateem children, my Allah. Young, masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, babies, my Allah. They've got no more any father or mother, my Allah. They've got no homes, my Allah. They have become refugees, my Allah. Ya Allah, who's gonna feed them, my Allah? Who's gonna look after them, my Allah? Who's gonna nourish and protect them, Ya Allah? Only you can nourish and protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu inki madad farma. Remove the difficult conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's such a great test, my Allah. It's because of our doings that they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive them, forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Remove that condition, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. We are so far away, my Allah. But perhaps one person in this masjid today who is sincere, my Allah. And his heart is crying, my Allah. Perhaps one sister who is at home, she is crying sincerely, my Allah. Say, Allah, through those tears, Ya Allah, you will change the condition. We have yaqeen, you will change the condition. Ya Allah, remove those tyrant rulers, my Allah. Remove them, my Allah. Cause peace and unity in all those countries, my Allah. In Egypt, in Tunisia, my Allah. Ya Allah, make there be peace and aman in Afghanistan, Iraq, my Allah. In Burma, my Allah. So many other countries, African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat ka kyaal. Kyaal ho raha hai, my Allah. Ummat bohat pareshaan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is your beloved ummat, Ya Allah. The beloved ummat of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this ummat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cry for day and night, my Allah. His tears will never go wasted, my Allah. His tears will never go wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyah, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us halal rozi, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Don't make it be difficult for us, my Allah. Without even having to work hard, my Allah. Make the sustenance and rozi pour from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it poor, my Allah. Allah, those brothers who don't have any work, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable jobs, my Allah. Those mothers and sisters who are living in distressful conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got their widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being divorced, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nobody to look after them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo kamzor hai, ya Allah. Give him strength, my Allah. Give him taqat, my Allah. Those, ya Allah, who are sick and ailing, my Allah. There are so many in hospitals at home and different, ya Allah, diseases they've got, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ash-shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give grant all of them complete. Shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Protect us also from those diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, marhumin of our families, my Allah. Of our masjid, our musallis, my Allah. Our friends and relatives, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have passed away, my Allah, in these last few years, my Allah. Our mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah, wa Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, who used to cry and cry and cry for years in this masjid. Ya Allah, he is no longer with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give him the highest of stages, my Allah. Even the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, he used to cry, my Allah. And everybody used to cry with him, my Allah. Ya Allah, he had such a soft heart, my Allah. Give us that type of softness also, my Allah. Ya Allah, he displays such a beautiful akhlaq, my Allah. So many people, ya Allah, he tried his best to assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, today, my Allah, he is no longer with us, my Allah. But ya Allah, we know you are giving him, ya Allah, beautiful, peaceful jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him enjoy the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the efforts he made in this masjid, ya Allah, don't let it go wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We are not fit, my Allah. We are insignificant, my Allah. We are not capable of this job and responsibility, my Allah. We are failing miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, but these musallis, my Allah, they've got no other place, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've come to this masjid, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone who has come here tonight, my Allah. From wherever he may be, my Allah. Don't deprive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, whichever masjid i'tikaf is taking place, except the i'tikaf of all the mu'tikifin, my Allah. In Makkah, Medina, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, through all the different countries of the world, especially our country, my Allah. So many ulama, mashayikh are sitting, my Allah. So many people have gone for i'tikaf, different masajid, ya Allah. And this masjid as well, my Allah. Except the i'tikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, through their barakah, give us also Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. We've got so many needs, my Allah. Our list is so long, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can understand all languages, my Allah. You are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will ask you, ya Allah, in different languages, my Allah. In different tones, my Allah. Different lahja, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have that ability and that power and qudrat and strength, my Allah, to listen to every person's plea, my Allah. And ya Allah, you will give each person what he wants, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadi al-Hajat. Ya Qadi al-Hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الهم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله these brothers have sat so patiently my Allah they have worked the entire day my Allah they have kept roza they stood for tarawi they made tilawat my Allah Ya Allah, they left everything else, my Allah. All the comforts, my Allah. They've come to your house, my Allah. They've raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never ever become tired, my Allah. You know what is our chahat, my Allah. You know what our tamanna and desires are, my Allah. Fulfill each person's jayiz desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sukoon, my Allah. Give us happiness in our life, my Allah. Give us hayatan tayyiba, my Allah. Remove us from that wretchedness, that misery, discomfort, sorrow, grief, pain, hardships. Ya Allah, all the difficulties we are suffering from. Ya Allah, whether a person has got some social problem, some domestic problem, some financial problem, whatever his problem is, my Allah. You remove his problem. Remove her problem, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. Give us a makhraj, my Allah. Give us an opening now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sukoon in our hearts, my Allah. Make our tongues moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Make us feel the effects of your dhikr in our hearts, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy your tilawat, may Allah. Make us enjoy your ibadat, may Allah. Allah, do not make us make ghibat, may Allah. Forgive us, may Allah. Help us to control our tongues, may Allah. Make us have an excellent akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, we ask you, may Allah, in this Mubarak night, may Allah, by your ismi azam, may Allah, that powerful name of yours, may Allah, which you alone know which name it is, may Allah. And you have just thought a few bandhas of yours, may Allah, that if they take this name, their du'as are answered, may Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know your ismi azam, may Allah. Whatever your ismi azam is, may Allah, we beseech you by your beautiful names, your excellent and perfect qualities, may Allah. You are absolutely perfect and pure. You've got no deficiencies, no shortcomings, may Allah. You've got no weaknesses, may Allah. You've got no faults in you, may Allah. Ya Allah, your dhat is spark, may Allah. We have raised our hands, may Allah. Hum faqeer hai. You have given us the title of faqeer. You have said, ya yuhannas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Ya Allah, you have said, we are beggars, may Allah. And you have given us this piala, ya Allah. You have given us this bowl, may Allah. This hands we have, may Allah. We have raised again to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, before we leave this gathering, may Allah. Before we leave this gathering, may Allah. Bless us tonight with Laylatul Qadr. Forgive us completely, may Allah. And when we rise from here, may Allah, make your angel announce, Qumu maghfuran lakum. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, may Allah, and courage to stay away from all gunas. Then keep us on taqwa and istiqamah, steadfastness, may Allah. Don't make us become deviated, may Allah. Don't make us, ya Allah, become misled by shaitan and nafs, may Allah. Protect us from the onslaught of shaitan and nafs, may Allah. Keep us on sirat and mustaqim. Protect our children, our progeny, may Allah. So many youngsters have gone, ya Allah, to drugs, may Allah. Young boys and young girls, may Allah. The day has come, may Allah, where rehabs upon rehabs have been opened, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are making efforts in those rehabs, may Allah, they're trying to remove those people from the malady, ya Allah, from the sickness, bimari. Ya Allah, you give those brothers jazai khair, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them barakat, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the efforts that they're doing, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you increase, help them, ya Allah, in the efforts, ya Allah, and remove our young brothers and sisters, may Allah. Ya Allah, they are our children, may Allah. Remove them from taking drugs, may Allah. Make them become clean and pure, may Allah. Ya Allah, they regret it, may Allah. But they are caught up in this, may Allah. Give them that himmat, ya Allah, to leave it completely, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, may Allah. Protect us from riba and interest, may Allah. Don't make us go towards haram. Don't make us look at haram, may Allah. Don't make us touch haram, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever guna we have committed, may Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you complete forgiveness, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, may Allah. Give us more than Madina Sharif, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi, may Allah. So beautiful, say, may Allah. Ya Allah, keep one place for us there, may Allah. Ya Allah, the one piece of ground, may Allah, in jannatul baqi. Ya Allah, reserve it for us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other hope, ya Allah. At least if we buried in jannatul baqi in the condition that you are pleased with iman, may Allah. At least on the day of qiyamah, we'll be surrounded by sahaba-i-kiram. We'll be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can be given his shafaat, his intercession, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Hudi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Make him be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Ya Allah, make him be happy with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our zurriyat, our nasal. Ya Allah, our relatives, our musallis, our mutalliqin, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا يا الله يو اكسبت فروم اس ماي الله انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين